For crews fighting wildfires, the ability to get information is crucial. A breakdown in communications was one factor that led to the deaths last year of 19 firefighters in Arizona. In 2011, two crew members died in Florida while fighting a blaze. With those accidents in mind, Florida has begun using a new radio tracking system. NPR's Greg Allen reports that even through smoke and fire, it allows managers to pinpoint firefighters' locations.
In the West, crews fight wildfires with shovels and chainsaws. In Florida, the main tool is the bulldozer. Jeff Radakovic with Florida's Forest Service says the real work is done by what the bulldozer is pulling, a plow.
What it does is it's just like a plow they use on the farm fields. It digs a trench basically into the ground.
In Florida, there are more than 16 million acres of forest and massive expanses of grasslands extending through the Everglades. In 2011, a bad year for fires here, two firefighters were using bulldozers to dig breaks around a small blaze when both got stuck on tree stumps. Radakovic says for a bulldozer operator, running onto a stump is a bad deal.
It gets them off the ground. And if that happens, it's difficult to get off of it, especially in a situation like they were in where the fire was rocking on their door.
The firefighters abandoned their machines and were overtaken by fire before they could get to safety. The accident helped spur state officials to roll out an asset tracking system. Florida Forest Service Director Jim Carroll says a radio tracking device is now on bulldozers, trucks, and other vehicles they use to fight fires.
And a computer program that overlays it onto satellite imagery, and that the fire supervisor is then able to, from his truck at the fire, be able to monitor where his equipment are and what they're doing.
2 years after Florida's fatal fire, a much larger fire in Arizona grabbed the nation's attention.
19 firefighters were killed yesterday as they battled a wildfire in the small community of Yarnell.
Carroll's traveled from Florida to direct the investigation in Arizona. He says that disaster again showed the need to improve communications and find a way to track crews fighting wildfires.
Even in our day and age, communications can be somewhat a struggle, whether it's remote conditions of the West or whether it's remote conditions of the swamps of Florida.
Go ahead, 3, it's 37.
Okay, I got you. Why don't you just hold up? We'll probably run.
Forest Service Supervisor Chris Wassel sits in his SUV at a wildlife refuge in Palm Beach County. It's nearly 800 acres of pines, saw palmetto, and scrubs surrounded by subdivisions. Wassel scans his laptop with a map pinpointing where his firefighters and their equipment are located.
Yeah, this Everglades 37 is that bulldozer that's already.
Okay.
And I'm the green dot on here, so I can see, of course, where I'm at on the map also.
The map shows the bulldozer's track, its coordinates, and speed. Wassel and his crew just started using the new asset tracker and haven't yet tested it on a big fire. But he expects it will be useful, especially when he studies aerial maps and coordinates tactics during a wildfire.
Like you can see on here, as this bulldozer's moving, there's a big wetland area here, mm-hmm. You know, and to where I could even let him know it's a good safety area if he had maybe had to get into and get out if mm-hmm. he was getting in here, or it might not be a good idea to go through it.
Florida Forest Service is using the tracker right now just on its equipment. Director Jim Carrolls believes the system can be adapted to track people as well as vehicles. On large wildfires in the West, though, dozens of agencies and contract crews often pitch in with 1,000 firefighters. The biggest challenge may be one not of technology, but of coordination. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.